From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama signs an executive order today reaffirming restrictions on federal funding for abortions. He promised anti-abortion Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan he would do so to gain Stupak's support for the new health care overhaul legislation. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the Senate is working on a second measure incorporating some major changes to the health care bill, and Republicans are promising to slow progress on it.
The changes include getting rid of special deals for Nebraska and Florida that helped get the bill passed. The bill now before the Senate also delays and shrinks a new tax on generous health insurance plans known as the Cadillac tax. And it boosts help for middle-income families to afford newly required health insurance policies. The Senate's debating the bill under a procedure known as budget reconciliation. That's a process that limits debate to 20 hours and forbids filibusters. But after the debate time is up, senators can offer unlimited amendments to be voted on. And Republicans, who say the measure makes the new law worse, are doing all they can to drag the process out. If any changes are made, the measure will have to go back to the House for another vote. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Senior U.S. and Pakistani officials meet in Washington today for the start of a so-called strategic dialogue between the two countries. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the cabinet-level meetings will cover topics including American military and civilian aid to Pakistan.
Administration officials say the series of high-level meetings is intended to produce a better, long-term strategic relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. Both countries have a stake in the fight against the Taliban and other extremists, but harbor a long-held distrust about each other's intentions. The Pakistani delegation has reportedly handed over a list of requests to the U.S. contingent that includes unmanned aerial vehicles, helicopters, as well as more help on water and energy issues. But Pentagon officials say the talks between the two countries are more than just about asking and receiving assistance. It's expected India and its increasing influence in neighboring Afghanistan will also be discussed during the 2 days of talks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will very soon unveil a new drug policy, including strategies to reduce demand for illicit drugs. She and other top officials have met with their Mexican counterparts on ways to combat drug cartels.
We have watched with great grief the terrible tragedies and murders that have taken place here in Mexico. And then our hearts were broken by the murders in Juarez.
Two Americans and a Mexican were shot to death this month in Ciudad Juarez near the border with the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates was also part of the U.S. delegation to Mexico. From Washington, this is NPR News. The likely future vice chairman of the Federal Reserve says she sees no need for super low interest rates to change anytime soon. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports on Janet Yellen's comments.
San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank President Yellen, who the White House has called a leading candidate to succeed retiring Fed Vice Chairman Don Cohn, told reporters she is as committed to price stability as anyone and is prepared to raise rates, or take away the punch bowl, as she put it, when the time comes. But earlier in a speech in Los Angeles, Yellen suggested that time is far off. She said the Fed should only raise rates when recovery takes firm root and growth moves toward its potential. But while projecting moderate growth of 3.5% this year, she predicted the economy will operate well below its potential for several years. And Yellen said unemployment is apt to stay high for years. In that climate, she said inflation will likely fall, not rise. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Los Angeles.
The government reports on new home sales for February today. Most analysts expect another decline. Real estate and construction professionals hope the upcoming expiration of a tax credit for home buyers will help to spur sales, but they also worry that its expiration will further weaken an already soft housing market later in the year. A real estate trade group says sales of existing homes fell last month, although not as much as most analysts had expected. Also due out today, a report on sales of durable goods from the Commerce Department. Those are more expensive items expected to last at least 3 years. Most analysts expect an increase reflecting recent growth in manufacturing. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.